Hibbard, St. Helena, California, July 1, 1908. Hibbard, San Francisco, California. Dear Brother Hibbard, I have a message for you to give to our people. Do not work to awaken sympathy in behalf of Elder Jones, for he is not converted from the error of his course. He is determined still to follow his own way. He is even now making strenuous efforts, by his false representations, to prejudice minds against those who have stood firmly for the truth in Battle Creek. We thank God for the grace given to Brother Campbell to hold fast his faith in this trying crisis. Surely the Lord has been with him. I bore a special message to Jones, warning him that unless he was on his guard, Dr. Kellogg would weave his web of deception about him. I gave him a letter to Dr. Kellogg, that he might read it to him. I told him that if he would let the Lord use him, he could help Dr. Kellogg. But I showed him that unless he held fast to God, before he was aware of it, Dr. Kellogg would enlist his sympathies and cooperation. We had seen so much of the manifestation of self-confidence in Jones that we felt he would need to be on guard. Jones went through a special experience at the Fresno camp meeting, which those present at that meeting will recollect. Many of the leading men in our conference felt that they could not have Jones serve any longer, that he must be released from the presidency of the conference because he was not reliable. He would often take his own course and express his own ideas in ways that were objectionable. This had become so frequent that before we reached the Fresno campground, committee meetings had been held in which the sentiment prevailed that he should not serve any longer. Jones came to me and told me what was being done. He seemed to be in great perplexity. I reminded him of the many cautions that had been given him. I told him that we had feared, because of his independent action, his unwise words, and authoritative manner, some such move would be made. "Well," he said, "it is made. And if you have no light on the subject, it will be carried out." That night, a very plain message was given me for Elder Jones regarding the course he had taken. I was shown that unless he was thoroughly converted, he could not be permitted to serve in so important a position. His impetuosity, his rashness, his independent course of action were doing injury to the cause of God. The next morning I came to the meeting, where quite a company of ministers and leading workers had gathered, and there I gave the instruction that the Lord had given me for Elder Jones. I also spoke words to Elder Corliss, who had been led to speak and act as a man in his position ought not to do. Then the Spirit of the Lord came in. Elder Jones, who was sitting near the back of the tent, rose and came forward before the congregation and made a hearty confession. But in spite of all our efforts for him, Elder Jones did not maintain the right position. At Battle Creek, he worked counter to the will of God when he and another by his side planned for the school to remain a little longer in Battle Creek. Message after message was sent to Battle Creek to him, urging him, if possible, to save Frank Belden from becoming the sport of temptation. By this means, I hoped to help Elder Jones also. But both he and Frank Belden made light of all my efforts. He was under the influence of Dr. Kellogg, notwithstanding his assertions to the contrary. He had been thoroughly warned. I have written this that you may understand where Jones stands. When he repents and keeps repentant every day, the Lord will let us know it. But until then, we cannot encourage his having influence or give him opportunity to spoil the flock of God. It is time now for us to work by our influence and by our means to help those who desire to become missionaries in the cause. The Lord does not have any use for such men as Jones until they shall see their true condition and become converted. When men and women are truly converted, they cannot fail of giving evidence that God has wrought miraculously in their behalf.